Good morning, y'all. I'm Shannon Gray, and welcome back to the KGNC News Hour. It's that time of the show, though. It is bright and early on Tuesday morning, which means we're going to go over the latest numbers in the spot market for beef and cattle. We do this here every week thanks to Mr. Ed Serwin of CZ Cattle Analytics. He puts together the report for us, and then I, of course, turn around and read it for y'all. So we are going to kick off with the box beef trade recap for the week ending December 26th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout on the last reported day, Wednesday, at $207.54, which was $1.09 lower compared to the previous Friday, but it had been above $210 the prior 2 days. Last year, it was $208.96 on Friday, which was 74 cents lower. This week, the daily choice loin, chuck, and round primals were 5 to 6 higher. However, the daily choice rib primal was 51 lower this week and 175 lower during the last 3 weeks, which is normal after the big prime rib season rally is over, and it should stop dropping much lower, which will allow the cutout to get higher in the coming months. The weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including the daily choice cutout, was $205.60, which was only $1.51 lower. There were 3,764 total loads sold for the week, which was 3,064 loads lower than the previous week, but this last big holiday week is always very low each year. The outfront sales, which get delivered after 21 days, were 636 loads, which was 1,116 loads lower than last week. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, were 452 loads, and that was 495 loads lower compared to the previous week, but they are always low now because of holiday shutdowns at the export loading locations. The year-to-date total for these box beef exports is over 2,500 loads higher than last year, even with the big drop lower with plants shut down during the beginning of the medical epidemic during the second quarter. So, of course, very good during the rest of the year. This week, 81 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors and 371 loads were going overseas. Formula sales were at 1,950 loads, which was 1,038 loads lower than last week and about 52% of the total loads sold this week. However, it still included about 1.5 million pounds of choice ribeye products, but that is quite a bit lower than the previous week, so it is continuing to drop much lower. Taking a look at the major primal cuts, the weekly average choice chuck round primal were 4 to 6 higher and should continue to improve now. The weekly average choice loin primal was 1 higher, and the weekly average choice rib was 43 lower following the daily sales and will drop much lower again next week because the formula sales should follow this week's big drop in daily sales prices. The daily cow cutout on the last reported day, Wednesday, was 94 cents higher at $168.89, and the 90% trimmings were at $203.56, which was 22 cents higher compared to the previous Friday. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending December 19 showed 17,637 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 400 lower than the previous week and about 1,200 lower than last year. The year-to-date total for these imports is 10% higher than last year. There were no feeder cattle numbers this week since it was a holiday week, but we're going to go ahead and look at the feedlot cattle trades for the week of December 26. They were 1 to 5 higher, and the cash sales volume was much higher than the previous week. The 5 area formula sales volume totaled 160,506 head compared to about 225,000 the previous week. The 5 area total cash steer and heifer volume was 71,611 head compared to about 52,000 head the previous week. Nationally reported forward contracted cattle harvested was about 24,000 head this week. The nationally reported 15 to 30 day delivery purchases this week were 20,539 head, along with 19,110 head the previous week. Now looking at the prices, The weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five area region was $109.19, which was $3.07 higher compared to the previous week. And last year, the same week, it was $122.28, which was about $2 higher that week last year. The current five area weighted average live steer formula price was $109.97 this week, but the live formula heifer price was $112.37. So dropping live weights are pulling cash prices closer to formula prices. The weighted average five-area cash dress steer price was $171.80, which was $6.51 higher. The five-area weighted average formula price, which is steers and heifers, was $174.43, which was $1.39 lower. The estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvested was reported at 419,000 head, which compared to 475,000 head the same week last year. The reason last year's holiday week was much higher was because Saturday last year was 82,000 head compared to only 1,000 head this year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week December 12th was 922 pounds, which was exactly the same as the previous week and compared to 904 pounds the same week last year, which was 2 pounds lower than the previous week last year. Choice Select spread on the last reported day, which was Wednesday, was 962 compared to 1436 the previous week, and that compared to 439 spread last year. That wraps up our look at the spot market for beef and cattle this week. That is the latest numbers. As I said, no feeder cattle auctions during that holiday week, but we will have, of course, it back up and running in the new year. And just a big thank you to Mr. Ed Serwin of CZ Cattle Analytics for making this report possible. Y'all have heard Ed here at KGNC for many, many years, and we're happy to be continuing his report today and into 2021. That's going to wrap up our show this morning. Please make sure you go out there and make it a great one. You know, it's not that hard. And if you need a little encouragement, just give me a call, okay? We will be back tomorrow morning. And for KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.